Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד.
Hello, we're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 2, part 6. We are in the section, the Ten Sefirot of the World of Nikudim, item 20. You can find the Homer, the lesson materials online or in the galaxy. There's that icon of the book icon where you can press to find the lesson materials. You can also ask your questions online, and relevant questions will be aired live.
Yep, we are learning. We've learned how in this world of Ein Sof, we've established four stages of direct light, and then Malchut of Ein Sof did a restriction, and we have decided that it receives only for bestowal with the help of the screen, the Masach, and Or Chozer. And from that point onwards, all of the lights have started to disseminate from Ein Sof through Partsufim with restrictions, with all kinds of qualities as much as possible, filling the kli, the vessels, and correct it so that it correspond to the light and would receive the light in such a way that the kli wouldn't receive for reception, but in similarity to the form with the light, and receive it for bestowal. And that's what we're learning. We're learning from Partsuf Kolkalta, Ab, and Sag. But in Partsufim that come out after Sag, there are already some changes in receiving the light for bestowal, because there's an absence of the screen, the ability of the kli to become similar to the light. And here we're learning what kind of other actions there exist from the light in order to awaken the kli and organize it in such a way so that it would nevertheless, not through these large portions like Galgalta Absag, but through small actions, lots of small actions, in multiplying these actions from seconds to minutes to days to hours and years, what is called a multitude of actions, the kli would nevertheless become, this kli for reception would still receive the upper light for bestowal, and it shows itself to the Creator. And these small portions, there are different types of them. In other words, the kli divides these portions into smaller segments. There are, first of all, five worlds, five partsufim, five sfirot, and aside from that, the types of receptions of these lights. There are lights of gadlut, of katnut. There are lights that are received in the Partsuf or in the Sfera or in a part of a Sfera. There is a certain mixing of the lights and vessels so that somehow the kli would be able to become similar to the light and accept it for bestowal. And these corrections mainly are called the 13 corrections of Dikana, the beard. The Partsuf of Sag, the third Partsuf that exited from the world of Ein Sof, it begins to feel that he's not capable to give birth to more Partsufim so that they would receive for bestowal just like Galgalta and Sag. And that's why he performs such actions where he divides himself into many different Partsufim. The conditions are very particular here, which are called sarot, hair. Sarot, sar is a hair. And sarot, from the word soer, a turbulent, meaning you are in this huge inspiration, huge pressure, tension, when you're not sure that you can receive for bestowal. You just don't have strength. But through many, many multitude of actions, when he receives all kinds of corrections here and there, he creates this reception of the light through bestowal, and through this continues to advance the entire creation and all the persophim from all of the worlds until Martikun, which is why there is a multitude of actions. Some of them we're learning in Kabbalah and some of them we are not learning at all. But in general, we talk about this because it's not possible to put down on paper everything that happens in the spiritual. There's simply no possibility. And that's why we need to relate to our entire study as something that we can learn only if we realize in practice these vessels. And that's why from these actions, from our actions, we will be able to get to know the nature of the vessels of the lights, and we'll start getting close to one another in practice. This is what I can say about this. That's about it. This is a very important part. We already spoke of this. A very special part. It describes for us the desire to receive that receives pressure from light, from the Creator. And this light gives birth to it in an opposite way from itself, and desire to bestow his light, desire to receive his kli, and they're both black and white, and this is how they're opposite to one another. So regardless of the fact that he's opposite to the Creator, he still performs all kinds of appeasements in order to become similar to the light. And that's why he has different ways to correct himself, as they're called the correction of Reshem, the head, the correction of the Tikna, the beard. There are all kinds of corrections. There's Gar, the upper part of correction, Zad, the lower part of the correction, and mutual inclusion of Gar and Zad. There's also a correction when Persufim are enclosed into one another, and even then, Sarot, the hair, they are considered negative states. What is this, sire? It's turbulent. He really, really wants to bestow, but is not capable. And from that, these parts of him, Sarot, appear. These are huge, huge corrections. And later. So this is how we need to study. There are lots of actions. We'll learn and read about. I don't think we'll understand everything. I don't think so. But we only need to remember one thing. These are corrections. These are corrections which the desire to receive accepts upon himself, itself, in order to correct itself in some way, in order to become closer to the Creator. To get closer in a real way, he's not capable. But in some way, he can do a small action, whatever is dependent upon it, in order to bring contentment to the Creator. So let's just keep that in mind and learn it in this way. Let's try to feel and understand and perform. The most important thing is to perform between us such actions. What can we do between us so that we would perform a correction? And maybe, in some way, to become similar to the upper force, to the upper governance. And this is how we'll start to feel this upper reality. Please go ahead.
So we're writing from the study of the, reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 2, part 6. We're on page 409 in the Hebrew book. We're in item 20, the words of the Ari. The thing is that in this manner, it's been explained that the lights, the ot of the ozen, expanded to the shibolet hazakan, and the lights, the ot hotempe, passed through there as well. Hence, when the or einaim, the light of the einaim, the ak, extends through there, it must mingle with them and take their light, their or. 10 nekudot are they. The first three among them take the light, the or, from what extends from the histaklut ayin in achap, from their place to the place of the joining of the shibolet hazakan. They only receive them in shibolet hazakan, because that is where they begin, and not from what is in shibolet hazakan upward. However, the seven lower nekudot take only what extends from the histaklut in the lights and the ot of the hotem and peh from shibolet hazakan down. It is known that the hotem reaches the chazeh and the peh through the tabur, and not from shibolet hazakan up. We'll read again a section above, item 20. The thing is that in this manner, it's been explained that the lights, the ot of the ozen, expanded to shibolet hazakan, and the lights, the orot hotempe, pass through there as well. Hence, when the or einaim, the ak, extends through there, it must mingle with them and take their light, their or. 10 nekudot are they. The first three among them take the light, the or, from what extends from the histaklut ayin in achap, from their place to the place of the joining of shibolet hazakan. They only receive them in shibolet hazakan, because that is where they begin, and not from what is in shibolet hazakan upward. However, the seven lower nekudot take only what extends from the histaklut and the orot in the lights of the hotem and peh from shibolet hazakan down. It is known that the hotem reaches the chazeh and the peh through tabur, and not from shibolet hazakan up.
No,
well, we'll see what's written below.
So we're reading the Or Pnimi of item 20, which clarifies Or Einaim, the Ak extends through there, it must mingle with them and take their Or. As said above, the forces in the Elyon, in the upper, are necessarily enforced in the Tachton, in the lower. It is written, hence, when Or Einaim the Ak extends through there, it must mingle with them and take their Or. This means that the Nikudim that receive the Or Einaim necessarily passes through the Ahab. Hence, the Or Einaim must take their Or, because they will operate in the order of their Kilim and divide by the same three Bechinot that exist in Ahab the Dikna. Then it will pass them to Bechinat Kilim the Nikudim. You should also remember that any Elyon, any upper, is considered a Ma'atzil, an emanator to the Tachton, to the lower, the cause of the lower, of the Tachton. Accordingly, the Habdidikner considered Ma'atzil the emanator to the Esther Sefirot the Nikodim, to the 10th Sefirot of Nikodim. We'll continue. So this part clarifies the first three among them take the ore from what extends from the Histaklut Ayin and Ahab from their place to the place of the joining of Shibolet Hazakan. You already know that three Bihinot are determined in each Partsuf that extends from the Or Einayim. Two are Bihinot Rosh and Guf, found in the Esther Sefirot de Rosh, in the 10th Sefirot of Rosh itself, being Galgalta Einayim to the Rosh and Ahab to the Guf. The third Bihina is the Guf itself, called the lower 7th Sefirot, as has been explained in the previous item regarding Sefirot Dikna, and the Nikudim. And the Nikudim are divided by the exact same way. The first Bihina of Nikudim, being the Bihinat Galgalta Ve'inayim in them, meaning the Rosh of the Esther Sefirot de Rosh, the 10 Sefirot of Rosh, is called Israel Saba Ve'tvuna. Its place is above Tabor, until the Chazeh. The Rav says about it, all the ore that extends through Tabor, though it is from Bihinat Einayim, it is all swallowed and incorporated in Akudim, hence becoming indistinguishable. Note that the Rav emphasizes that even though it is from Bihinat Einayim, it is still considered Akudim and not Nekudim. The reason for it is that the Aviyut and the Masach is inactive when operating from below upward. And that Yishut is the true Bihinat Rosh the Nikudim, meaning Galgalta Ve'inayim, where the Masach on the joint of Yut from Bihina Bet and Bihina Dalet stands below Nikve Einayim Dishsut, which is the place of Tabor's point. Hence, no distinction of the association with Bihina Dalet operates in it, extending from the Or Einayim. This is the reason it's considered Bihinat Akudim, like the Sag, where only Bihina Bet is apparent, and where there is no distinction of the Aviyut of Nikudim. It is written, it is all swallowed and incorporated in Akudim, hence becoming indistinguishable. Thus, the first Bihina of Partsuf Nikudim has been explained. It's called Israel Saba V'Tvuna, which is incorporated in Akudim. The second Bihina of Partsuf Nikudim is the Bihinat Ahab, the parting from the Rosh, which is considered its Guf. This is because they receive and clothe the ore extending from Nikvei Einayim, as in Bihina Bet of the Dikna called Shibolet HaZakan, which is the place of the accumulation of the Oot and the lights of Ahab in their exit place. Remember and understand these external Ahab, for in fact, they are originally Bina and Ziranpin and Malchut of the Rosh, joined with Keter and Chokhmah found in the first Rosh called Yishut. Just because they received the Or Einayim, they stopped being Rosh and became Guf. Hence the name, the second Rosh, whereas Yishut is called the first Rosh. The second Rosh is the Rosh of the Nikudim, called Gar the Nikudim. But the first Rosh, Yishut, is considered Akudim, not Nikudim, as the Rav says above. The third Bihina of Nikudim is the real Guf of the Nikudim, meaning below the Peder Rosh, like the previous Gufim in the Partsufim of Ak. They are called the seven lower Sefirot of Nikudim, like the Tikkunim of Dikna found below Shibolet HaZakan, extending through the Chazeh to the Tabur. The upper area of Dikna, Nimshach, extends through the Chazeh, and the lower area of Dikna, Nimshach, extends through the Tabor. This is so because they are considered the seven lower Sefirot of Dikna, being Ziranpin, that contains six Sefirot Hagat Nehi, and Malchut is the seventh. The upper area of Dikna is six Sefirot, called Ziranpin, extending from the Chotem de Rosh. For that reason, it ends at the Chazeh, because the place of Ziranpin is from the Chazeh to Shibolet HaZakan. The lower area of Dikna is Malchut, whose Kli is from Chazeh to Tabor, hence ending at the Tabor. The seven lower Sefirot of Nikudim are similar, being Ziranpin that contains six Sefirot, and Malchut being the seventh.
Does this make sense? So he divides this for us in a very particular way, how the lights are disseminated in order to organize the vessels, lights of Gar, Zad. There are lights that disseminate from the Rosh and Nikudin Gar, Dechab, Galgal Teinaim, and then until Chotem, and then until Peh. Lights that disseminate from Chotem go until Chazeh of the Parsuf, and then the light that disseminate from Peh, they usually descend until Tabor. Sarot, corrections that are disseminated from Chotem until Chazeh, they correspond to Ziranpin. And the sarot that are disseminated from Peh, not from Chotem, but in Peh, they are disseminated until Tabor, and they correspond to the lights. Well, it's something we'll encounter going forward. Go ahead.
Now we're in page 410 of the Hebrew book. We're continuing from, it is written, the first three among them take the or from what extends from the histaklut ayin in Ahab, from their place to the place of the joining of Shibolet HaZakan. It explains that Gar the Nikudim are Bihinat Ahab, coming out of the Rosh. They become vessels of reception on the ore that descends from above downward from Nikve Enaim of the first Rosh, like Shibolet HaZakan that receives from Bihinat Nikve Enaim of the first Rosh the Dikna. These are Ahab in their place, meaning three Tikkunim Elyonim, the three upper corrections of Dikna, that depend on the Etzem, on the bone, on the Etzem of the Rosh above the Peh, on the right and on the left. The path without the hair in the middle of the upper lip, and these three are called Achab in their place, meaning they're above the Peh. The Malchut in them is still regarded from below upward as the upper cheek, and they... And they are Bichinat Galgata Ve'inayim. The Masach in the Einayim is the upper lip, but Shibolet HaZakan, the Masach in the Einayim is the upper lip, but Shibolet HaZakan connected to the lower lip is already Bihinat Guf. Though from Bihinat Ahap that went outside to the Rosh, it is known that the entire amount of light, of or found in the Rosh of the Partsuf, descends and pours to the Guf. It turns out that all the lights of the three upper corrections of Dikna, the Tikkunim of Dikna, being Bihinat Ahap in their place, come down and pour and connect to Shibbolet HaZakan. This is why he says that in Shibbolet HaZakan, the rest of the Oot, the rest of the lights of the Ahap, in their place through the Shibbolet, connect. Also from it, they are the Gar the Nikudim. Remember these words for the rest of the Rav's words.
Well, we need to understand here that what is the main thing? What is Sarot? It's a spiritual Partsuf, encloses unto itself more corrections, and due to these corrections, he gradually comes to Gemar Tikkun. That's why Sarot is so important. You wanted to ask something?
I still don't understand. What are all these heads, these types of rush, like this and like that?
Every time when there's an opportunity to add a correction to the shattered vessels, a desire to receive quickly organizes this correction and takes these kilim, these lights, and performs a correction within it and fills these corrected vessels that he just corrected with the light. That's the action that he takes. With these actions, after the first restriction, all of us, we see that they're included into the corrections of Dikna. Well, we'll find out the correction of Dikna. Maybe it's the correction of the beard of Dikna. The most important thing here is that we have an inner Pursuf, but he's not capable of working under these conditions that we learned. Corrections, screen, and or Hoser, he is unable to do it. He doesn't have any strength for it. So that's why we build the Persufim of Sarot. What are these Persufim? These are tumultuous Persufim. They are tumultuous from the fact that they really want to be corrected to receive for the sake of bestowal, but are incapable of doing that, to do that. So that's why instead of the true action of correction in receiving for bestowal, he performs all kinds of other actions. Superfluous actions. Not that they're not clean or pure. It doesn't exist in spiritual. But he divides the reception of the light into many different portions and begins to build out of them a system. What comes before? What comes after? What is the order? And sooner or later, he's able to organize in such a way that with the help of fulfilling of these Persufim that he builds, that is why they're called Sarot, just like these hairs on our body, which are everywhere. And this is how we feel that, well, males, right? Males turn out to be more hairy than women because they are more in this tumultuous state and they want to perform corrections more. Women do not relate to this as much. We don't have any questions yet? Okay, so let's continue.
So we're continuing page 410 in the Hebrew book. We're continuing from the section that clarifies they only receive them in Shibbolet HaZakan because that is where they begin. It has already been explained elaborately that Gar the Nikudim are not the actual Bihinot Rosh of Nikudim. Rather, they consider the second Rosh, which are the Bihinat Ahap, that exit the first Rosh, being Bihinat Shibbolet HaZakan. It is written, because that is where they begin, and not from what is in Shibboleth HaZakan upward. This is so because above Shibboleth HaZakan, it is Bichinat of the first Rosh. Also, the first Rosh, the Nikudim, being Yishut, received from there. However, guard the Nikudim have no hold there, for they are evaluated as goof. Next part clarifies, the seven lower Nikudot do not take, but only what extends from the Histaklut and the Oot, and the lights of the Chotem and Peh, from Shibboleth HaZakan down. It's been explained that the 7 points are the real Bihinat Guf of Pratsuf Nikudim, meaning the above third Bihina. Hence, they receive from below, from Shibboleth HaZakan, being from the two areas of Dikna, through the Chazeh and through the Tabor, regarded as the seven lower Sefirot.
Okay. We have come to item 21. I don't see questions. That's not good. It's a sign that people don't really understand what we're learning. Well, let's continue a little more.
So we're continuing. Item 21. The words of the Ari. We therefore find the 3 points take the Heara for the Kilim from the three Orot, the three lights of Ahab, specifically in the Shibboleth. However, Zat take only from the two lights, Hotem and Peh, from the Shibboleth down to the Tabor. This is so because the light of the upper Ozen has already ended and was blocked at Shibboleth HaZakan, and thus the Heara, the illumination of the three upper points, is greater than the seven lower ones. Let's read again. Item 21. We therefore find that the 3 points take the Heara, the illumination from their Kilim, from the three lights of Ahab, specifically in the Shibboleth. However, Zat take only from two lights, Hotem and Peh, from the Shibboleth down to the Tabor. This is so because the light of the upper Ozen has already ended and was blocked at Shibboleth HaZakan, and thus the Heara, the illumination of the three upper points, is greater than the seven lower ones.
Item
21 below, or Pnimi, which clarifies the light of the upper Ozen has already ended and was blocked at Shibboleth HaZakan. The three Kilim are distinguished from Tabor up, made by the Histalkut, the departure of the lights. Kli Malchut from Tabor to Hazeh was made in the Histalkut of the departure of the light of Malchut to Ziranpin, and when the light of Ziranpin departed, the Kli, the Ziranpin, was made from Hazeh to the Shibboleth. When the light of Bina departed, Kli, the Bina, was made in place of the Shibboleth. It turns out that the light of Bina ends in the lower place of the Shibboleth because she doesn't have a Kli below Shibboleth HaZakan, and the light of Ziranpin ends at the Chazeh, and the or Malchut, the light of Malchut at the Tabor. This is why it is written that the light of the upper Ozen ended and was blocked at Shibboleth HaZakan. There is yet another reason for the blocking of the light, the Ozen, in the place of Shibboleth HaZakan. Indeed, Shibboleth HaZakan and Parsa are one. They are both made of the force of the Tzimtzum, of the restriction of Nehi, and the ascent of the lower He to the Einaim. After all, the Ahab departed into Bichinat Guf, and consequently, Bechinat Peh descended and became Bechinat Tabor, where the parsa was placed. The difference is that the Peh originates in Malchut Derosh and descended to Bechinat Tabor only because of its reception of the Or Einayim. Parsa, on the other hand, is in the place of the original Tabor, which was Bechinat Tabor in the Partsuf preceding the Or Einayim 2. It turns out that just as there is Parsa in the original Tabor of the general Ak, above its Nehi, which are Zon, so there is Parsa above Mazla, which are Bechinat Nehi and Zon Dedikna. The upper area is Ziranpin, and the lower area is Malchut, and both together are called Mazla. This Parsa above Mazla is Shibolet HaZakan. As Parsa ends Sag and stops above Tabor and the Parsa, so Shibolet HaZakan ends the Or Ozen, being Bechinat Sag in the Rosh. It does not shine below the Shibolet, but only Chotem Peh the Rosh, which are Zon, as in the Nehi of the general Ak.
There's no choice here. We need to understand that these corrections, the parsa that ascends, and lowers the vessels for correction of Bina, we wouldn't be able to hold on these limitations, restrictions. We're not able to work with these vessels. We raise the vessels and lower them all the time, and that's how we evoke the inclusion of these vessels of bestowal, and that's how we can come to correction, okay?
Hence, the Or of the upper Ozen is blocked at Shibolet HaZakan in such a way that there is no Herat Gar there, namely Or the Ozen, but only Vak without Gar, namely only Bechinat Chotem Peh. Continue.
Okay, let's continue. I don't really, my voice is bad today. I'm not sure I can answer questions. Please continue.
Item 22 above. For this reason, the first three Melechim did not die, since they have a great Heara, an illumination, and their Kli is very fine, as it is made of Bechinat Upper Ozen, the Chotem and the Peh. Their Kelim were made in Histaklut Ayin, in the lights of Ozen, Chotem, Peh, because they took their Kelim from a place where the lights of Ozen, which are Bechinat Neshama, are still drawn, being Shibolet HaZakan. However, the seven lower Melechim, the seven lower kings, Melechim, died because their Kelim were made only of Histaklut Ayin and Chotem Peh, lacking the upper Ozen. Let's read it again. Item 22. For this reason, the first three Melechim did not die, since they have a great Hera, great illumination, and their Kli is very fine, as it is made of Bechinat Upper Ozen, the Chotem and the Peh. Their Kilim were made in Histaklut Ayin in the lights of Ozen Chotem Peh, because they took their kelim from a place where the lights of Ozen, which are Bihinat Neshama, are still drawn, being Shibolet HaZakan. However, the seven lower Melechim, the seven lower kings, died because their kilim were made only of Histaklut Ayin in Chotem Peh, lacking the upper Ozen. We're reading below, section below, Or Pnimi, item 22, Or Pnimi. It is written, for this reason, the first three Melechim did not die. It is so because they had the light of Gar from the beginning of their creation, meaning the light of Ozen, which is the light of Binah. However, the seven lower Melechim died, because they do not have the light of Gar in the beginning of their creation. For that reason, they could not tolerate the Hearat Gar, the illumination of Gar, that came to them from Yisod De'ak. We don't hear you. Continue? Okay.
Item 23. Thus, even in Gar themselves, there is a division between this and that. It is so because not even the Horaim descended from Keter, but only the Horaim of Nehi. However, in Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, their Horaim descended alone, and their panim remained in their place. The reason for it is that these orot, lights, extending through Shibolet HaZakan, were divided into three. Keter took from Pinat Ozen herself, from what the Ria elicits in Histaklut, in the Or Ozen, especially that two other orot, mingle with it. From that, the Kli from Keter Nikudim was made. Abba took from what the Ria elicits from Orot Hotem, and the Orpe was also incorporated in it, once again.
Only we need to, nonetheless, to try to think that it all comes to us as a correction. I don't understand what I'm reading. I don't feel this material. But in the meantime, that I'm drawn to this, it's written about me. It's written about the correction of my soul, although I still don't feel the soul. But I want to reach this correction. Therefore, I have this hope, and I am entirely certain that by this that I hear this, I am going towards the correction of my soul and will start to feel what's happening in it. Let's continue.
We're reading item number 23 again.
Wait, there's a 34 there.
We're reading that these lights, what does it mean that these lights are descending? And the lights have intermixed. What are these actions here?
The lights that go through the kelim, this is called, they're shaking up the kelim. They're acting within the lights, within the vessels, and they pull them from state to state, from state to state. And then the vessels try to be included in the lights. And as much as they want to connect with the lights, then in this way they start to correct themselves. The kelim, the vessels, this is a desire. And then this desire is all the time is in some kind of a movement. And the gradually receives correction from the lights. A certain drive towards the right actions.
What is the light and the line of light?
The light is the force of bestowal that's acting in the Kli.
He writes that the light of Einayim, and he is an, and how can the light take in another light?
No, read it correctly.
In the beginning of item 20, he says that he aspires towards the light of Einayim, and then he took their light. What is this action that he took their light?
The actions that the light makes are those same questions that take into consideration the lights that are within the Kilim.
Volga. Rav, есть пара вопросов.
Rav, we have a few questions. What is this definition? Is the klut einayim?
His klut einayim is called zivug de'akah, on the height of the einayim of yud aleph, the first level of yud. That's it.
One more question. He says here that a chab that exited rosh, they became goof, but not true goof. But instead of the lower ones, which are the real goof. So there's definition of real goof and not real goof. What is that?
There are the kilim that are called the kilim, the goof, which is the desire to receive, which receives a correction on itself. It is what it is capable and incapable of receiving. And the kilim of the Rosh are the ones that decide how much to receive and how much not to receive in order to bestow. The head, the Rosh thinks, makes this calculation. And then it gives a command later on to the goof, to the body, and what to carry out. And the body just carries it out. So we have certain states where the Rosh, the head, is not capable of making any calculations. It doesn't have any of the light of Chokhmah. It doesn't have enough forces for this in order to rise above its will to receive and to perform these actions, to think, to make such calculations, and to determine this is how I will do it, doesn't have the strength. And in such cases, we're talking about the Rosh, that part of it has that strength, just like the body, that it's incapable of making a calculation and determining anything, but rather they can only participate in this action.
Kazakhstan.
Thanks, Rav. Please tell me, what is Nikudim? He says here that Nikudim relates to Akudim.
There's four types of worlds. Akudim, this is the world of Adam Kadmon.
Nekudim.
This is what we're learning right now. Nekudim. This that is below the Tabor of Ak as a result of the Nekudot Sag, the world of Nekudim. And there's also the worlds of Abiya, Tzulut Bria Terasiya, which are entirely called the world of Brudim. Akudim, Nekudim, Brudim. Three types of worlds. Akudim is that all of the lights are in one Kli, Akud, they're bound. That's why it's called Akudim, Nekudim, because the lights are revealed in the vessels of the Nekudot, Nekudot the Sag. This is why it's called Nekudim. And Brudim, no, these are already the corrections of Atzilut.
Rafa, one more question. These Pertsufim, Sarot, there are so many of them that they put pressure on the Pertsuf, and they're a reason for the breach that leads to the shattering when the second Tzimtzum is annulled.
Pertsufim of the Sarot, the hairs, these are great corrections, that if not for them, we wouldn't advance at all towards Gemar Tikkun, end of correction. These are very special parts of Fim that are entirely Soarim. They're as if raging. They really want to be corrected. And they have the possibility to do this in only in small parts. That's why there's a lot of parts of Fim, a lot, just like the hairs of Arba on our, the hair on our head and our face. The main thing are the sirot dikna of the beard, the hairs of the beard. And in this way, we are corrected. The sirot are the parts of Fim, just like there were the parts of Fim of Galgalat Absag, but sirot are additional parts of Fim. Over the parts of Fim of Tzimtzum Aleph and Bet, there's additional parts of Fim called Seirot. And through these Seirot, the light comes and is dressed within the Kilim. And in this way, we reach Gemar Tikkun. That's it. Therefore, in our world also, as a result of the spiritual vessels, the kilim, that men have a beard, because all of the corrections in spirituality are through the serot dikna. Zakan, the beard, is called dikna. And therefore, that's what men have, as opposed to women, don't have this. It's because only the gever, the man, which comes from the word leit gaber, to overcome, is able to overcome in order to bestow. Only he develops these parts of him of dikna, of the beard. Of the beard. Okay? PT6.
Why is are there hair on the body and the head? Sarot represents some kinds of decisions.
In every place where there's a deficiency, this hisaron, this deficiency, and it's possible to correct it in something, there we have the se'arot, the hairs. Or even if you cannot correct it, like Esav, who was very hairy, but he reveals it himself in this deficiency.
USA Northwest.
USA Northwest.
Thanks, Rafa. You already answered regarding Esav. I had a confusion that when you said Saor means turbulent, I thought it meant concealment, Astara.
No, there's no such thing as the Seirot, the hairs being concealment. It is how I'm telling you. And learn to ask in a more concrete way in one sentence. We never learned in such a way that Seirot are concealment. Of course, they're drawn to that, but it's not that this is their role.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Rav. В курсе птихи мы практически не учили парцов.
While learning птиха, we did learn сарот.
Очень трудно.
It's because of that, it's difficult to superimpose what we're reading with the sketches that we looked at before. Question, is it true that we're talking about Pertsuf Sag after Nikodim the Sag performed a second restriction, and it's a second structure that it produces after Tabor? And the second part is, this definition appears in the world of Atzilut after Tabor. Are there sketches that describe these structures in a more precise way?
You were saying it almost correct. We have a lot of different drawings and diagrams in the archive. If you enter there, you would see dozens and hundreds and even thousands of such diagrams and drawings. And you'll be able to see it there. In our course, in the meantime, we're just doing it as a little addition to what we're learning in the morning, and it's in order to draw the lights and not in order to receive knowledge. Therefore, I think that in the meantime, we'll continue in this way. I really hope that soon we'll be able to nonetheless we'll go to a study that is more internal. And then you will receive a certain tam, a taste from it. Hebrew 10.
כן, תודה רב. האם אנחנו אמורים...
Thanks, רב. Do we need to this sketch that Baal Salam drew for sketch that describes our connection between us? Is that the goal?
You need to learn what we're learning and all the time to hold on to that desire to receive a correction, that everything you hear by this doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter if your friend is reading it or your teacher, it doesn't matter. You all the time thinking about corrections, and then your thought is working. It's working. And it doesn't matter how much you understand or not. Completely doesn't matter. Since everything is done through the light that comes during the study, and it corrects the vessel for you, and then in that kli, in that vessel where the light corrected, then in it you'll begin to feel the spiritual reality, and then you'll understand what's happening. And not in your regular mind, just like you learned in school. PT 18.
Rav, only to clarify something. Why are these called partsufim sa'arot? The hair that grows on the hair. It's the opposite.
These are the partsufim of the se'arot, except that it comes in an external way and dresses on the partsuf in order to add to it corrections. Therefore, it's called se'arot, the hairs.
Se'arot is a partsuf?
Yes, se'arot are partsuf. There is the rosh, toch, sof, all sorts of elements, just like you have a partsuf. Se'arot is a partsuf.
Ani lo shumaya ma shta omer.
Efshar gam ani.
Ken.
What are you saying?
Why are the corrections of Dikna are the connection between the inner and the external, the internal and the external? Why are the corrections Dikna represent the connection between the internal and the external?
The Tikkuni Dikna, that although these are the hairs, they are growing from the head, but they're expanding below the rosh, below the head, and covering the goof, the body. There's these two parts. There's the upper area and the lower area of the dikna, of the beard. The upper one comes up to the chazeh, and the lower one comes up to the tabur. And in this way, these se'arot, these hairs, cover the goof, the body. Therefore, this is how they're called. We're going to the next part of the lesson.